Guru Nanak, founder of the Sikhs. One religious group seems to have escaped Hazrat Mirza Sahib's vital and irresistible approach to the religions of the world. This group is the Sikhs. The founder of the Sikhs, Guru Nanak, came long after the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God. However, even the Sikh holy book contains the prophecy about a messenger in the latter days. It is clearly written in the Sikh records that the promised reformer will appear in Batala. Batala is the tehsil in which the village of Qadian is situated. The Sikh prophecy, therefore, has been literally fulfilled in the person of Hazrat Mirza Sahib. The difficulty which the Sikh religion raises is that the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God, was Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the seal of the prophets, the source and sanction of all prophets. How could a religious group, even one as small as the Sikhs, arise after the Holy Prophet, peace be on him? Hazrat Mirza Sahib received special guidance from God in dealing with the Sikh religion. He saw in a vision that Guru Nanak, the mercy of God be on him, was not the founder of any religion. He was a follower of Islam and a true Muslim. Hazrat Mirza Sahib started investigating. He found that the Granth Sahib, the Sikh scripture, which is a collection of sermons and speeches by Baba Guru Nanak, the mercy of God be on him, contains exhortations for the five daily prayers, the annual fasts, zakat, and the Hajj. Those who fail to observe these fundamental religious duties are severely warned. From other Sikh books, it appears that Baba Sahib was wont to live in the company of Muslim saints. He visited the tombs of Muslim saints and there spent his time in meditation. He joined them in congregational prayers. He went to the Hejaz for Hajj and visited Baghdad and other holy places of Islam. The most important discovery, however, was a cloak, chola, which the Sikhs guard and adore as a relic. On this cloak are written chapters and verses of the Holy Quran. Chapter 112, for instance, the famous verse of the throne, and the verse, Inna Dina Indallahi al-Islam, surely the true religion with Allah is Islam. Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 20. The Kalima of Islam, there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet, is written in a bold hand. As the Sikh devotees did not know Arabic, they revered these writings as divine mysteries. They did not realize that the writings were a declaration of Islam by Baba Sahib. By arguments based on the Sikh books and connected with the relics held sacred by them, Hazrat Mirza Sahib began to tell the Sikh community that their great founder was a Muslim. The impact on the Sikh community was very real. They already show a tendency to be sympathetic to Islam, and as the true meaning of these discoveries dawns upon them, they will realize that they have only strayed from the faith of their founder. The faith of the early Sikhs was Islam. They gradually dissociated themselves from it because of political controversies. These controversies, as historical research tends to prove, were due to Hindus, not Muslims. They have made the relations between Sikhs and Muslims very bitter. But the Sikhs are a brave people. One can hope that they will put truth above politics, forget the past, and join Islam. When they do so, the air will resound with the cry, Sat Sari Akal, hail the one true God. the reformer promised in their scripture has appeared according to the promise in the Tehsil of Batala. It is up to them to accept and join him and join the effort he has initiated on behalf of Islam.